Hey everybody, Jimmy Warren. Welcome to the brand new episode of Guitar Talk here at GuitarTalkOfficial.com. You know, before we get into the show, I just want to let everybody know that Saturday, November 12th, I'm going to be performing at the Grandel Theater in St. Louis. Show starts at 7 p.m. This is an event to benefit the Gratitude House, which is a charity that helps women. So it's going to be a great time. I'm going to be joined by the band Heartless, which is a Heart tribute. I absolutely love Heart, so this is going to be a lot of fun. So come on out. It's at the Grandel Theater, Saturday, November 12th in St. Louis. You can get tickets at MetroTix, or you can just go to my website, JimmyWarrenOfficial.com, and on my calendar, you can just click on it, and it'll take you to where you need to go in that. Also, January 29th, Guitar Talk is hosting the Illinois Guitar and Gear Expo at the Kankakee County Fairgrounds in Kankakee, Illinois, an hour south of Chicago. We got dealers coming in from all over the country to buy, sell, and trade new, used, and vintage guitar and music gear. I mean, all kinds of gear, drums, keys, sound equipment, you name it. It's all going to be there. It's going to be a great time. $10 admission. Show starts at 10 a.m., goes to 3 p.m. There's going to be a lot of breakout sessions so that you can go hear people speak and get in here, people talk about different products. You know, while you're enjoying the show, there's going to be food. It's going to be a great time. We're building off the original one that we just did in July. So it's going to be a lot of fun. For more information on that, go to the IllinoisGuitarExpo.com. Now, today my guest is somebody that has had a very remarkable career. She started playing the guitar when she was 13 years old in Australia. She's worked with Michael Jackson, Alice Cooper, Carrie Underwood. I mean, the list, Billy Gibbons, the list goes on and on and on and on. She's a remarkable person to talk to, extremely positive, got a great outlook on life and playing, and she's got a brand new guitar, you know, from PRS, which is her guitar of choice, a beautiful purple burst guitar. You're going to love seeing it because she's going to show it to you. And I'm talking about Orianthe. That's right. Orianthe is my guest today on Guitar Talk. In that. So do yourself a favor, sit down, kick your feet up, get a nice cool beverage, and enjoy this conversation with the one and only Orianthe right here on Guitar Talk.
I don't know.
Okay, it's all right. It's all right. You know, your career is really fascinating. You know, it's absolutely fascinating. And one of the things that I really want to know, without going into the influences and all that other kind of, you know, beginner stuff, but I'm really interested in what made you personally decide to take the path of playing the guitar for a living.
My dad, I mean, he's a guitar player, so the guitar's all around the home, and he's left-handed, so I started left-handed.
Duh.
And he was like, you should probably learn right-handed because you have better choice in guitars than I have. Because usually you go into a guitar store and there's like the two ones in the corner, you know. It's my dad, absolutely. And then when I went to a Santana show with my dad when I was like 11 years old. And that was a turning point for me to want to learn electric guitar and play PRS guitars.
So, yeah. there's an endorsement right there. So but how difficult was it, the process for you, you know what I mean, to go from an 11-year-old girl in Australia that at a Santana concert to being Michael Jackson's guitarist and touring with Alice Cooper and that? I mean, I know you can't go into everything, but was that like an extremely difficult process? Or did it just come natural?
You know, I haven't really had a lot of like fear as a kid or as it just instilled in me. I'm very like free spirited, kind of hippie vibe. So I sort of just like all the opportunities that have come to me, I've been so grateful for, right? Beyond grateful. A lot of gratitude, and that's every day. So for me, like as a six-year-old kid picking up the acoustic guitar and strumming, right, with my dad, to learning the electric and everything, I knew it was going to take me on a journey. I knew there was something very powerful about the connection I have with the guitar, and there's a lot to be done. There's a lot of songs I got to write, a lot of things I want to do. I'm constantly learning. I'm constantly wanting to get better as a lyricist, as a guitar player, as a songwriter, performer, all of that. So for me, it's like I'm a student, forever will be, and the greats, I mean, some of them, my friends like Carlos Santana and Billy Gibbons and Robbie Krieger and all these people I get to the honor of jamming with and knowing and texting, and they send me songs and we're friends, and I'm like, it's wild and it's very cool, and I just feel very blessed to be able to do this every day. And as I said, I just want to be able to write songs and inspire kids how I was inspired, you know.
Right, right. So would you tell somebody that is kind of in the same boat you were then, you know, to not forego your dream, you know, to put blinders on and just go forward and try to make it happen, you know, because it can happen for anybody, correct?
Oh, yeah. There's no boundaries. There's no limits. It's the limits you put on yourself. It's fear that holds people back. It's I'm not good enough. I'm not this. And of course, we have all those doubts as humans. Like we're all, you know what I mean? But it's not giving in to those things. It's like going, I can, you know, do what I want to do in life, and you create your own reality. And I'm always about that. Like it's all mindset. It's very, I don't want to sound foo-foo or anything, like manifesting your everything, your dreams. But it is about that. As a kid, you have to, it's a law of sort of attraction. If you have the excitement over something, you can make it happen.
Right.
And I find that. So whenever I get down or depressed or whatever, my vibe, my vibration is very low, right? So nothing's going to come to me. Nothing's going to happen. I'm not going to get create anything. So it's about getting yourself into the right mindset. Mm-hmm. And it's about meditating on that and setting your intentions right. If you're excited and it's that childlike excitement, like Christmas morning or whatever it is, you have to be excited about the song like that, or picking up a guitar. And there's always one in my hands, like right now, I'm holding my guitar. I always love to just sit with my guitar and play at nighttime. And it's like a meditation for me. Like it doesn't feel like, it's not work. Like work for me is traveling.
Touring is work, huh? Well,
traveling.
Yeah. Traveling. Oh, just traveling. Well, you know, yeah, it's become much harder over the years to where some people don't want to travel, you know?
Yeah, I just got back from Nashville and Vegas, and then I'm leaving again for Oklahoma. I'm playing a show with Billy Gibbons, which is amazing, in about a week. And I'll be singing, well, I'm doing my own set, and then I'm playing with Billy. So I have to sing all of Dusty's parts for part of the set, which is very cool. Yeah. I mean, one of my first supports in Australia was opening for ZZ Top when I was like 16 years old. So Billy's been very supportive and just what a great friend, and he's a legend. It's crazy. Yeah. So yeah, it's gonna be wild. And I'm playing with Robbie Krieger in 4 days out here with Alex Lyson from Rush and a bunch of people. And you know, I love jamming. Like when I'm home here in LA and people hit me up, like, do I come jam, do a charity thing? I'm all about charities, I'm all about giving back, more all about like jamming too, and just like playing and you know, when people have a good time and they donate a bunch of money, that's, it makes you feel good.
Yeah, you know, I over the years and that I've known and talked to, you know, just some of the greatest players in the world, and you would think that all of them would be really passionate about the guitar, the instrument itself. And it seems to me, you know, just from the brief moment that I've talked to you, the way that you talk, it sounds like you're really passionate just about the guitar. I mean, you know, given, you know, the friendships and the traveling and all that other kind of stuff, that's one thing. But it seems like you just absolutely love the guitar. Is that true?
Yeah. I do. It's quite the creation. You know, whoever, you know, put it together, I didn't even know when the first guitar was made, but it's something that's so expressive. I mean, there's endless possibilities with a guitar, you know. Yeah. I mean, the sounds you can create. I mean, the way that Jimi Hendrix changed the way that we hear guitar, you know, back then, and then got Steve Vai now, who's like the David Bowie of guitar playing, and he takes you into this different element and reality, and it's amazing, and he's a dear friend. And I've learned a lot off Steve, you know, and Jeff Beck and all these players. I mean, you know, they just come in with these, and they keep on getting better, and they try different things, and it's like their choice of notes and phrasing is out of this world. It makes you feel something. So if it makes you feel something, then that's everything, right?
Right. Well, and it seems that you're the same way, though. You know what I mean? It's like you've progressed yourself over the years in that. I've seen you live a couple of times. As a matter of fact, last time you were in, Chicago with Richie Sambora. I think it was in 17. In that you guys
did the PBS special.
Yeah, the soundstage thing that you guys did in that. But, you know, as your playing has changed over the years. I mean, you're more fluent today and more polished today in that. And, you know, are you, since you always have it in your hand, do you find yourself always experimenting? You know, you're always trying to go down different paths, you know, trying to create something new and different, or do you find yourself sometimes just like kind of in a rut where it's like, how do I get out of this?
I leave it alone if I'm in a rut. I go to the piano. You know, I got a piano here. I play drums too. Yeah. Not great, but I play drums. Yeah. I'm a frustrated drummer. I'd like to be better. That's one thing I want to do is like become a better drummer. But I find like, it's like if I get into it, stuck into a certain mode of playing the guitar and I'm not inspired to write a song a certain way, then I will go to the piano and then that will make me inspired to write something. And then because, you know, the voicings are so different, like when you're playing chords and different things, so kind of brings, you know what I mean, that you can actually, it sort of brings up different melodies to mind, which can create something that I wouldn't create on the guitar. So I mean, that's what I do. I step away from it for a minute, that way it's sort of a clean slate when you pick it up again and it feels like you're getting to know it again, you know what I mean? It's like sometimes you've got to step away from it to love it more, you know?
Yeah. Well, you're definitely creative on the instrument itself. I mean, also when it comes to, you know, the tone that you create or the voicings that you use, whether it's, you know, a wah pedal or an octave pedal or something like that, you're really kind of creative in that. Some people, you know, find a sound and stick with the sound and that's it. You know, and then there's other people that are always, you know, trying to, I don't know, you know, stretch the boundaries and create something a little bit more unique in that. And that seems like that's your approach. Would you say that's correct?
Yeah, I'm always searching. I'm always on the search for sounds and melodies and different things. And I never want to lose that because, you know, it's like, as I said, going back to being a kid, and I don't think I'm ever going to grow up, which is, you know, my whole place here is like guitars and I had the cable guy over here the other day and he was just like weirded out by me. Like he didn't understand like why there were so many guitars in and trees and Buddhist things and my cat running around and all the shit. And he's like, you have a lot of guitars. And I'm like, yeah, no, they speak to me. And I was like, acting all weird.
Yeah.
you know, because I didn't want him to ask any more questions. It's kind of annoying me, you know, because I was like, yeah, well, I love them. And they all have different personalities. And you know, I'm right now, I just released a record, but I'm writing another record. So I've been in the studio doing that. And I was in Nashville writing as well. Just got back from there. And there's so many things. You know, so many things like to, you know, to sort of do. But I just think it's endless possibilities, you know, truly.
Right. So the album Rock Candy and that, I mean, how would you describe it? I mean, in totality, how would you describe it to somebody that maybe hasn't heard it?
It's a mixture. I mean, Rock Candy, it's not, I didn't cover the Sammy Hagar song.
Right.
A lot of people think I did. It's a lot of rock and a bit of pop.
Yeah,
the elements of it, you know, different. So
and once again, one of the things that I noticed was the voicing on the guitar, you know, it was different on quite a bit. Like the song Vogue, I really loved. I'm guessing that you used a octave pedal on that. I'm not sure, but it sounded like I think it's Void.
Void, yeah, there's an octave fuzz on that, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah, it was great, actually. It was really good. So your love is Paul Reed Smith, even though I see a Strat there behind you, or what looks like a Strat.
It's hiding.
it can't be seen. You don't want Paul to see that, huh? Okay, that's all right. So why the fascination with Paul Reed Smith? Why is that your guitar choice?
It's comfortable. I mean, this guitar I created with Paul, it's my newest model. Yeah. Is that right?
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. They did an incredible job. I mean, they're such artists. This is actually the color of my first Jimi Hendrix t-shirt. So it's tie-dye like this.
Okay.
And, as you can see, it's got the lotus flowers and my symbol and a bird. Pink bird. But this is very comfortable guitar to play, and you know, the comfortability, so that way there's the connection is right when you pick it up and you play it, you know.
Yeah. Now, is there something special about, you know, what goes into the guitar? I mean, are you one of those players that I got to have certain pickups, I got to have certain frets, I got to have certain pots, that kind of stuff?
I'm pretty much about, I mean, it's all about the tone, right? I have a signature amp coming out too through Orange very soon, actually next year. But we've created, this connection between the amplifier and the guitar, and you want it to be, I don't like using too many pedals. For me, it's just a wah pedal.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I just think that honestly, it's kind of a thing where the pickups are modified a certain way, the neck, everything is to my liking. And I hope people, well, the feedback I've got is that people truly love this guitar. And, you know, it's something that it's a real piece of art as well. I mean, you know, the thing I love about Paul is that it not only sounds incredible, but you could just put this up on your wall, you know, and look at it.
Yeah.
But you just want to look at it. It's so cool. I mean, it's a purple burst. It's like a lotus bloom. I look at it every day going like, I'm so grateful that I got to design something with one of my favorite guitar companies, and same with my Gibson signature as well, that I don't have here. That's actually in Nashville, but it's coming. So left it over there.
Yeah, well, it's a great company to be attached to. I know almost, I don't think I've seen a video of you playing anything else.
Yeah, I play a lot of, I've gotten into collecting some vintage guitars. That, you know, has been really awesome because they all have different personalities, and especially because you don't know if you owned it previously. So you get this sort of vibe of like, it speaks to you differently than a brand new guitar that's just been made, right? So you go, okay, I'm the first person to sort of like, you know, get to know it. When other people have gotten to know it, they kind of leave something with it. So you take that and you continue the journey with the instrument, and it's interesting.
Yeah. Are you disciplined when it comes to spending time with the guitar? In other words, do you find yourself like every day, you know, for a certain period of time every day playing it, or is it, you know, as it just fits into what's going on in your life?
I'm just always playing the guitar. I mean, it's not, I have to discipline myself because I love it. You know what I mean? I just sit with my guitar and I'm happy at nighttime, like, you know, and I'm not even playing for anybody. I just sit there and I play, and that's just because I have a true love for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. So tell me about the guy. I think his name Jacob. that produced.
He's incredible, great friend of mine, very talented, and he's been a friend for quite a few years now. And I said, let's make a record. Let's record 14 songs in 14 days. He's all right.
Wow.
And that's Red Rock Candy. And it was a challenge I put on, well, us both, but myself, like to write the lyrics, write the music with Jacob and go in there every day. And it was a very present record. So it's kind of like how I was feeling at that time. You know what I mean? And it was sort of not like overthought or drawn from the past. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I noticed that he played a lot of instruments on it as well. And he also produced it, engineered it, and mixed it.
Yep.
Wow.
He did an incredible job. He played violin on it, like bass on it.
Yeah.
And we had a good time. Because the thing is, when you make a record with a friend, you don't hold back. You know what I mean? You're like, you know, you're there with them and you just sort of like writing all the lyrics in the moment, everything's, you know, a certain way. So when you have to get to know somebody and then do a record and you've got that thing where you're not completely comfortable with someone, then it's sort of weird. So that's why I like to make records with friends.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems to me from talking to you that your entire life just kind of is surrounded by the guitar and playing music. So I'm kind of curious as to, you know, what is it that you enjoy to do, or what is it that you do outside of that? I mean, do you love to surf? Do you, you know, are you into cars? Do you like to go skeet shooting? I mean,
No, I actually love cooking. I'm actually doing a cooking show soon this week. We started. And then I love hiking with my friends. I love hanging out with them and just, you know, doing normal stuff. I mean, I want to get into more charity work. I want to start like working with animals and helping them, but there's only so many hours in the day. So I'm just trying to like
hurt
everything out. And I love painting as well. Got into painting. Yeah. I love sports as well. And I love basketball, I love tennis, hiking. Yeah. Like, I'm a runner. I run every day, 7 miles a day.
Wow.
Yeah. Something that
Well, you got to stay in shape. I mean, especially if you're going to tour and, you know, be on the road and, you know, have that kind of active lifestyle. I mean, that takes a lot out of you. So are you, you know, since you mentioned charities, I wonder, are veteran causes important to you? You know?
Yeah. I was actually doing, for the troops, we did Guitar Heroes. I played that event quite a few times. And then, also, I mean, I'm all about like cancer foundations. My mother went through cancer twice, and and I've lost family members to cancer. So that's something that's, and diabetes. So that's something that's I'm always, you know, like willing to do if there's there's time and someone calls me and says, hey, do you want to come and play for this foundation? I'm there, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, there's an organization called Guitars for Vets, and It helps veterans with PTSD through the guitar, and Gibson is the big sponsor behind it. And it has a lot of ambassadors. I'm an ambassador, but so is Tommy Emmanuel and Sully Erna. And
he's amazing. Yeah.
And so, I mean, that could be, you know, that might be something. I don't know if you'd be willing to take a look at it, but they're always looking for extremely talented people like yourself, you know, to help veterans and stuff. But wow, you're an amazing person. You know that just from talking to you, it's like you're really positive. You've got a great attitude. It's like you look at the guitar, you absolutely, you could tell, I could tell you love it. I could tell that, you know, it just, you know, permeates in your life. And, you know, that's really refreshing, because I can tell you, as somebody that interviews a lot of people, you know, some people are just past all that, and it's like another tool just to do a job, and it's refreshing.
This is not a job for me. This is the spiritual, like, calling. This is a journey. This is I feel like, you know, my duty as an artist when I was really young, it's like I spread my first song when I was like 6 years old, and I was performing in front of people. So I was kind of an attention whore at that age, you know what I mean? You know, their music that I've learned or created with people. And that has always been something that, like, for me is, it's a calling. It's,
Yeah.
I can't sometimes sleep at night if I have an idea or something. And that, you know, there's always songs, there's a record I want to make, but I haven't made yet. You know what I mean? So it's like that. Yeah. And you can't, the thing is, you have to be excited. And there's a lot of things in this industry that are horrible. It's not the easiest industry to be in. There's a lot of darkness, a lot of things that surround you, and a lot of like energy pulling situations. I check in with my spiritual healer every other day. I meditate. I started meditating and you know, check in with different people, my friends who bring me you know, a lot of comfort. But not to say that I do have those moments where I get overwhelmed and I get very weirded out and, you know, anxiety. But that's things that don't serve me. So I try to like get rid of that because that's fear, that's things, other people's crap, right, that you take on essentially.
Yeah.
They got to sort out their own shit, and then you got to sort out your own shit. And in life, it's like just growing, and that's musically, personally, that's everything. And if, as I said, there's so many things that I want to do, haven't done yet, and I feel every day when I wake up like I've just started again. You know, so I don't look at the past, anything I've done, and that's the thing. You know, you wake up every day with just like, okay, I've just got off a plane from Australia and I'm here in America and I'm, you know,
yeah.
You know, that's kind of where I'm at every day. And that makes me feel like excited. Otherwise you can get jaded and weird.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, it's been amazing actually to talk to you. You're a breath of fresh air a little bit, you know, because you know, it's just refreshing to hear somebody speak of the things that you're talking about in a positive sense, as opposed to, you know, some of the other things that happen, you know what I mean? You know, I wish you all the best in the world. I really do. And the album, you know, is great. I really like it. And like I said, I've seen you a couple of times, and I, you know, I don't want to blow smoke or anything, but you really are a great player. And
you deserve
everything you got, and I just wish you all the best in the future.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for doing this, and you have a great day, okay?
You too. You take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Boy, I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Orianthe. I want to thank her so much for taking time out of her day, and make sure you're getting a copy of her new album, Rock Candy. And, you know, following her and seeing her wherever she is on tour, because she is extremely talented. I've seen her a couple of times, and, you know, she can play. You know, she really can play. And so, you know, I'm just thankful that she took the time out, you know, to do it. Next week, my guest is Simon McBride. Sorry, Simon got bumped this week. And that, because Orianthe called, it was the last minute, you know, it's like, I've been trying to get her and schedule this now for 2 years. So next week, Simon McBride is on. It's going to be a great show. He's a great Scottish guitarist, man. He's somebody that I really enjoy a lot. So do yourself a favor, go to guitartalkofficial.com. Make sure, you know, you're watching the videos for these episodes at GTTV. It's the only place you can see the video episodes. Other than that, you can listen to it anywhere podcasts are streamed. I'm Jimmy Warren. Thank you so much for tuning in to Guitar Talk. I'll see you next time.